What's that lot you mentioned?
Huh?
You mentioned a lot?
Yeah, a lot. There'd be a house built up that you call the stalls, you know, for to put the horses in and mules.
Uh-huh. And was that part of the barn?
Uh-huh. That's part uh-huh. of the, yeah, it goes with the barn. And it's in the lot, though. I mean, there's always a fence around it, mm-hmm. you know, and it's fastened up where you can get in there and turn it and put the cows in and uh-huh. put them in the stalls and feed them if you want to.
The horses, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you have a place out in the lot to put the food in?
Yeah, you had to. Sometimes there'd be some troughs fixed out there that you could put some uh-huh. feed in for them out there in the lot.
If you just had one of those, you'd say you had one.
Yeah.
One what?
Uh-huh.
You'd say you have to put the food in the...
In the trough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the trough.
What about hogs? Where did you keep them?
Well, you have to shut them up and keep them in a pen if you can. You have to have a good pen to keep them in.
What kind of pen is that?
Built out of a plank and things like that.
Uh-huh. Do you call that a hog pen uh-huh. or a pig pen? Or?
Pig pen or a hog pen. It's either one.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a trough, and you put the feed in a trough in there too.
Mm-hmm. What about nowadays where they let the cows out to graze? You'd call that a...
Yeah, they let them out nowadays in the woods, I think.
If they have to have it fenced in now, they'd call that a...
Yeah, they call that a... Well, I can't think of it now, but I know what it is. Anyhow, it's a fastened in place that you can turn the cows uh-huh. in and all. And, but I can't think, call it that.
Do you call that a pat?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Yeah, call it, I can't call it. But I know what it is if I could just call it.
Uh-huh.
A pen, a cow pen or something.
No, I mean something big.
Well, that cow pen's a big thing. You'll put the cows in the cow pens.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have some big ones.
Mm-hmm. You used to have some what?
Big cow pens.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Something even bigger than that.
Yeah.
You call that a...
Yeah.
You turn the stock out in the...
And, yeah, let's turn them out in the woods. And, uh-huh. You know.
A farm where they have a lot of milk and where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter, you call that farm a...
Yeah, that's a chicken farm, I reckon.
Where they have a lot of cows.
Oh. Well, yeah, dairy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And where did you used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, we kept it, we'd have a... some cupboard
mm-hmm.
and keep it in that.
Did you ever have a place out in the backyard?
Yes. Had a big cupboard built out in the backyard uh-huh. to put it in.
Did you ever call that a dairy if it's out in the backyard?
Yeah. I call it a dairy.
Is that what you did call it?
No, we just called it a milk. A place for the milk, you know.
Uh-huh. You call it a cupboard? Or?
Mm-hmm, cupboard. That's what we called it.
Uh-huh.
It's all about the same, I think. Mm-hmm.
And talking about raising cotton, did you ever do any of that?
Yeah.
What kind of work do you have to do with that when you get out there with a hoe?
Well, you have to plant it first, take your rotten seed. I mean, you got to plant her. Sometimes they hadn't planted with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But they got planters for it now, and you can just put it in your planter and hitch up your stout mule or horse, whichever you're driving, and to that, then you can go and you've got them rows laid off and all, and then you can just get in that row and just plant that, and he'll cover it all at the same time.
But then when you have to go out there with a hoe and...
Then you got to go out there and hoe the grass in to keep the grass out of it, keep it from killing it.
What do you call that when you're thinning the cotton out?
Well, you just, thinning it is what you call
uh-huh.
it.
Do you ever hear chop?
Yeah, we chopped. Now that had to be done right after we planted it, and it come up and got big enough. Then we had to go in there with a hoe and chop it out. to leave it to a stand. Then we'd go back. We wouldn't take y'all out there, and we'd leave a pretty good little bit out. But we'd come back the next time, and we'd thin it all out to just maybe a stalk or two.
Uh-huh.
And that, they say, then that's all that could be done.
Uh-huh.
Then we left it that way.
What kind of grass would be growing up there? That
crab grass and any kind, just about.
Uh-huh. And you'd say cotton grows in a... If you had a big area of cotton planted, you'd say you had a cotton...
A patch, cotton patch.
Okay. What about corn?
Corn, we have a corn patch too.
What if it's bigger than a patch?
Yeah. Well, but just any size would be a patch if we planted it. We called it a patch. Some would be large size and some would be small.
Uh-huh.
But we have big...